most upsets in NCAA tournament history. The undersized underdog team from Fairleigh Dickinson University stunned top-seeded Purdue 63-58, becoming only the second number 16 seed to win a game in March Madness. The Knights will meet FAU, which defeated Memphis 66-65 on Sunday for a Sweet 16 berth and a trip next week to play at Madison Square Garden in New York. In the women's tournament, Zia Cook scored 11 points as number one South Carolina moved 5 wins away from a perfect season. They opened the women's NCAA tournament with a 72-40 victory over number 16 Norfolk State. They will face number 8 seeded South Florida on Sunday for a spot in the Sweet 16. Haley Jones scored 17 points for a top-seeded Stanford team, missing their star player Cameron Brink because of a stomach bug. And the Cardinal advanced to the second round of the women's NCAA tournament by beating a 16th-seeded Sacred Heart 92-49. Believe it or not, there are other things happening besides basketball. The Pittsburgh Penguins have brought up defenseman Mark Friedman from their farm team in Wilkes-Barre on an emergency recall. They also placed injured center Nick Bonino on the long-term injured list. The Pens are playing the New York Rangers tonight in Madison Square Garden. The puck drops at 8:08. Bonino will have to sit out at least 10 games. And tonight's game will be at least the fifth that he has missed since being injured. In spring training baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates are hosting the Minnesota Twins this afternoon. Game time is 1:05.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Snow showers this evening, mainly after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 38. Chance of snow showers overnight and a low of 20. Could be windy at times. Winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 37. Sunny Monday, high 49. Sunny on Tuesday with a high of 57. Wednesday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy at a high near 55. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 36 and windy in Beaver County, 35 in Butler, 36 and cloudy outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 36 right now at WRCT with new music from Daughter to take us to news time.
I'll hold you back. Time throws us along, and there's never just one human that the heart should. Plans change, be on your way.
They've got a new album that's dropping next month. It's called Stereo Mind Game. The tune is called Be On Your Way. And that's new music here on Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Chris James, the international criminal. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin and one other Russian official. It says there are reasonable grounds to believe that President Putin bears individual criminal responsibility for an alleged scheme to deport thousands of Ukrainian children to Russia. U.S. correspondent Nick Harper has more.
Russia does not recognize the International Criminal Court. It feels that it has no jurisdiction. We've heard from the spokeswoman of the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, effectively saying that the warrant was not legal for them. They feel that it doesn't carry any weight, that it's not worth the paper that it's written on. Russia hasn't been a party to the ICC since 2016. That's when it withdrew over the Russian annexation of Crimea. And also bear in mind that throughout, Russia has denied waging war. It has called this a special military operation, and therefore they don't believe that war crimes as a designation is something that is valid to them. That's why they've denied this throughout.
French opposition MPs have tabled several motions of no confidence in Emmanuel Macron's government to try to topple the Prime Minister, Elisabeth Borne. The move comes after the government passed its pension reform on Thursday, but by using a divisive parliamentary tool. Ross Cullen reports.
The motions of no confidence are putting more pressure on Emmanuel Macron's embattled government. It only just managed to get its pension reform legislation through Parliament on Thursday by deploying a special constitutional instrument to force it through the lower house, bypassing a vote by MPs. That enraged the opposition, which is hoping to bring down the Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne with these votes of no confidence. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Carcinogenic chemicals have been found in soil samples from East Palestine, the city in Ohio where a train derailed in early February. According to an independent analysis seen by the Guardian newspaper, the samples contain dioxin levels hundreds of times above what the Environmental Protection Agency had deemed safe back in 2010. And one death and a number of injuries reported in the US are thought to be linked to bacteria found in eye drops. William Densley reports from New York.
The drug-resistant bacteria has been identified in 68 people across 16 US states. According to the CDC, one person died and four people have had their eyes surgically removed. US health officials say most of those diagnosed had used artificial tears and eye drops, and the bacteria has been detected in some of the open bottles used by patients. Unopened bottles are still being studied to determine whether contamination occurred during manufacturing. 10 brands had been initially flagged as possibly being linked to the contamination, and recalls have been issued. William Denslow, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Did he say that their eyes were surgically removed? Is that what he's... Oh, my God!
Get on up!
Nine.
101, much more music time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the Jay Thurber newsletter. We try not to spam you with too much junk at jaythurbershow.com. No more junk than this show already is.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Striffler Funeral Homes and Design Monuments and from Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon, Gervosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth. If you'd like to support Tube City Online and Tube City Community Media, you can go to tubecityonline.com and, as the kids say, mash that donate button. So thank you.
Jay Thurber does it by request.
Jamin checking in on Mastodon. Wanted to hear Charlie Brown, You Say 'Em, We Play 'Em on the Big 900. Wait a minute. No, he wanted to hear Poison Ivy. I'm so sorry. Beg your pardon, grant your grace. Hope the cat'll spit in my face. Let me see if we can pull that up. I'm sorry about that. Boy, oh boy. This is what happens when cousins marry, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I was dropped on my head an awful lot as a kid. That's the problem. Let me see here. Here we go. Sorry about that, Jamin. Let's try this. Waiting for a request. You want to give them the right request, right?
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
For Jamin and his wife. Here's the problem. I was thinking of Charlie Brown because I posted a picture of Charlie Brown today and, of course, got Charlie Brown on the brain.
Hey, man, look at you, man. Let's get together.
Charlie Brown and I have a lot in common, mostly our hairdos.
Let's get together, play some high notes. Let's go.
Or lack thereof.
Let's hide this time. I went by
told you, baby, how I feel. One word can close this deal. Baby, be my queen of hearts. Please give me that love you've got. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. Maybe I'm just wasting time. Can't get you off my mind. You could make me feel so good. I know you could if you only would. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. I called you on the phone. But you started talking about the weather. Kiddo, don't you know that's wrong? I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. I even called you on the phone. But you started talking about the weather. Kiddo, don't you know that's wrong? I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. Make me feel so good, so, so good.
Benton with Kiddio here on Radio 9. Eric Jackson Lurie, your rocket attorney, called the magic phone number 412-385-7450. He said he missed the interview a couple of weekends ago with Hugh Geyer of the Vogues. We had Hugh Geyer of the Vogues on the show because there is a new album out called At Cohen C, The Complete Singles, that you can get from Omnivore Recordings. They've gone back to all of the original songs that were recorded by the Vogues in Pittsburgh at Cohen C Records, which was above the National Record Market Square. And they've remastered them from the original tapes. So this is the first time you're hearing some of these songs in the way they were meant to be heard. Well, under my secret identity here at Tube City Community Media, Tube City Online, we've actually edited that interview down and we've made it available as a podcast. I had to take all the music out of it, unfortunately, for legal reasons. But if you go to almanac.tubecityonline.com/podcast, that's easy to remember. Hugh Geyer is the podcast. Or if you look on your favorite podcast app, for the podcast is called Two Rivers, 30 Minutes. And our interview with Hugh Geyer is up there. We had, like I said, we had to edit the music out, so you won't get the music. You won't get great songs like, you won't get great songs like this one off of the new release At Cohen C, The Complete Singles and More. These are the Vogues. Your weather's coming up next.
They told me the streets were all paved with gold, but these dirty sidewalks are gray and concrete cold. They said
is the new release, The Vogues, at Co and C, the complete singles and more. On Radio 9. At 1:24 chime time, new music from Beauty School Dropout coming up after we take care of a brief message. I'll also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Can I say something that will be unpopular? I didn't even mention this to Hugh and his wife and his stepson when we were talking. The Vogues should have never left Co and C. Is that unpopular? I don't know. Is that a controversial opinion in oldies land? But all the records they made at Co and C were the really hard rocking ones that you remember. The production value was low, but they were really good songs. And then they went to Warner Brothers Reprise and started recording a bunch of stuff that sounded like, you know, Perry Como's Reject. Anyways, that might be an unpopular opinion. If you'd like to respond to this editorial message on this radio station, write to WPTS, Pittsburgh, 15260. They won't know what to do with it, but eh. Attic Records joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Attic Records in Millvale is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs, including metal, reggae, hip-hop, doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records also has new releases and is family-owned and operated. They also buy used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. For more information, visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them at 412-821-8484. And if you're interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You know what would have been smart here? It would have been if I had a little jingle queued up, something like about the weather, like this. But I forgot.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Believe it or not, snow showers in the forecast, mainly after 4 o'clock, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, with a high near 38. Will be windy over the next day or so, with winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers, maybe just some flurries overnight, with a low of 20. Partly sunny for Sunday, high of 37. Monday, sunny, 49. Tuesday, sunny, 57. And then on Wednesday, a chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 55. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 36 in Beaver County, 35 in Butler, 36 in Worthington, 37 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. At WRCT, it's 36 degrees with new music from Beauty School Dropout.
You can burn my heart and speak it without it going. dead on arrival.
It's new music from Beauty School Dropout here on Radio 9.
Kawasaki lets the good times roll.
This is the station where the good times roll every Saturday afternoon until 3, Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, you're in big trouble. I don't know either. Here's Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders to tell you how to play the game of love.
Oh,
next Saturday from noon until 1 o'clock at the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center. It's Seniors Against Scams. The National Council on Aging will be reviewing various common scam techniques and tips on how to protect you and your loved ones from scam artists. That's the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center, 1832 Arboretum Drive in Renzi Park. It is free. No RSVP required. That's Saturday, March 25th, beginning at noon. For more information, McKeesportHeritage.org. This is Jay and the Americans.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Jay and the Americans. Last night I got home. It was a long week at the day job, man. This is a long, long week. And I got home last night. My beautiful wife made this lovely meal of homemade ravioli. And she said, isn't this delicious? I said, this is delicious. She said, was there anything else that you actually wanted? I said, well, it's Friday. So what I wanted, well, we know what I wanted. Is that what the kids call it? I wanted a fish sandwich is what I really wanted. Here's Louis Jordan to sing about a Saturday fish fry.
If you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, you're quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. You are rocking. Screaming and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was screaming.
smelling, and way up above all the noise they made, somebody said, you better get out of here.
This is a raid.
I didn't know we were breaking the law. Somebody reached up and clipped me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting us in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking.
Then they took us to jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't you ever mention fish to me.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shot until the break of dawn.
Jump over here when you do the ooby dooby. I just gotta be near ooby dooby, 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 ooby dooby,
ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby dooby, ooby
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work, I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant, my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I'm a parent.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Please, slow down in work zones.
Thank you. Still here in the studio with us is Mr. Blinger of Mr. I Know Where They Are. You know, your fund of knowledge is really amazing, Ralph. How do you manage to keep tabs on all these people?
Well, I have a good deal of free time on my hands, and that helps quite a bit. Let's get to the next question.
All right. Do you know where Lewis Gorby, the man responsible for the vent in back of men's jackets, is today?
I'm glad you asked that question. There's an interesting story connected with that. Gorby got his idea for the vent by watching theater curtains. somewhat the same idea, as you can see, but the theater curtain really isn't a vent, actually.
I know. A curtain separates when it's pulled on. A suit doesn't do that.
That's right. So when Gorby represented the idea as being his own, the theater curtain people sued. And it was quite a legal battle that dragged on for many years.
Oh, really? Who won?
Well, the theater curtain people. The courts ruled that the vent was too much of a coincidence.
And where is Gorby today?
Well, his exposure to the courts taught him a lesson. He's now taking a law course at Quinker University in Canada.
Oh.
Anybody else you'd like to know about?
Let's see. I think the year was 1933.
33,
when Peter Mildew went over the Niagara Falls in a barrel. Do you know where he is today?
Not precisely, but every effort is being made to find him.
I mean, he's still missing after all these years? And they're still searching? All right, and for the last, where is he? Tell me, whatever became of Harley Stutz, the famous polo player?
Well, that's a difficult one, Ray, because Stutz moves around quite a bit. He's an international playboy these days,
uh-huh.
And that keeps him hopping. However, I met him 3 years ago at the gaming tables at Monte Carlo, where he's having a run of bad luck. He'd lost $6 million and was in a rather bad mood.
I can understand.
So when I asked him where he was going, he hit me with his lucky mallet.
So you don't know where he is then today at all?
Well, he married Greta Snow, a rich heiress from Iceland, but I doubt that he's living there. Stutz still likes to get in an occasional chucker of polo, and I imagine he'd find controlling a horse on some of those slippery Icelandic polo fields a bit of a problem. No, I'm sorry, I can't do any better than that.
Well, you did very well today, and we want to thank you for coming
by. Pleasure to be here.
We know you have such a busy schedule.
No, I don't really.
Thank you, Mr. No. You know where they are. Ralph, was it Flinger?
Yes.
Flinger. You did a fine job. And be with us again, will you, next week, possibly? When one of your friends might be located and you could tell us all about it?
I'll try to make it, Ray.
Very good.
You really provided us with some interesting facts about people we had forgotten about.
Right, you always do. Just a reminder that we'll be back again tomorrow with more of...
Thank you very much, Bob and Ray.
Jay Thurber! Music!
Clarence Frog Band Henry, sports and weather coming up next. Stay tuned. Henry here on Radio 9 with an assistance from the CSX Railroad going past. Someday I'm going to put a camera and a microphone out the window here so that the train buffs can watch the trains go by and everyone can hear what's going on here because it's busy. And then maybe if they skip the tracks like they keep doing over in Ohio, we'll live video footage we could sell around the world and make upwards of $0.15. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WIRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week they choose a new movie theme, including classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Larryville. For more information, visit the website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting on 88.3 WIRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, email pr@wirct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. The nice thing about Row House Cinema is that if you can't eat an entire vegan, they'll wrap it up and you can take the rest of it leftover.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In spring training baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates at this hour are hosting the Minnesota Twins. That game in the bottom of the third, still scoreless. Your Pittsburgh Penguins still kind of struggling here in the race to the playoffs. They are at Madison Square Garden tonight to take on the New York Rangers. The puck drops at 8:08. The Penguins have brought up defenseman Mark Friedman from their farm team in Wilkes-Barre on an emergency recall. They also placed center Nick Bonino on the long-term injured list. He's going to miss at least 10 games. Tonight's game will be at least the fifth he has missed since he was injured back on March 9th. He had a lacerated kidney. Oh, golly. We had the people getting their eyes removed in the news at 1 o'clock, and now we've got lacerated kidneys. I don't know. This show is getting gross. The Pens will be back at the PPG Paints Arena on Monday before heading out west to face the Avalanche in Denver and the Stars in Dallas in back-to-back games on Wednesday and Thursday. In March Madness action, Nellie Cummings scored 13 points. Number 11-seeded the Pitt Panthers held off 6-seeded Iowa State in a 59-41 victory in the first round of the NCAA tournament on Friday. Pitt, which edged Mississippi State in the first four, moves on to Sunday's second round against third-seeded Xavier. Pulling off one of the biggest upsets in NCAA tournament history, the undersized underdog Fairleigh Dickinson University team stunned top-seeded Purdue 63-58. They are only the second number 16 seed to win a game in March Madness. The Knights will meet FAU, which beat Memphis 66-65 on Sunday for a Sweet 16 berth and a chance to play at Madison Square Garden in New York. Haley Jones scored 17 points for a top-seeded Stanford team that was missing its star player Cameron Brink, and the Cardinal advanced to the second round of the women's NCAA tournament, beating 16th-seeded Sacred Heart 92-49.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the remainder of the weekend. Snow showers likely today, mainly after 4 o'clock. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise, with a high of 38. Chance of snow showers and flurries overnight, low of 20. It's going to be windy over the next 24 hours or so. Winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. So tie down your small dogs and your trash cans. Partly sunny. Don't tie them together, though, because then they'll both blow away. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 37. Sunny on Monday, high 49. Tuesday, sunny skies and a high near 57. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 36 in Beaver County, 35 in Butler, 36 in Washington. It's 37 outside our weather window in downtown McKee Sport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 36 at WRCT with new music from Bia Badabi. real name is Beatrice Louse, but she goes by Biba Doobie. She's from the Philippines, and that's new music here on Radio 9. This is Miss Petula Clark.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store, put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you.
A man who had to be told to put his happy organ away. It's Dave Baby Cortez to take us to news time. Show broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
free. I'm Mike Clifford.
Georgia's fiscal year 2024 budget could bring a $2,000 salary boost for teachers.
Educators say low wages, scarce mental health resources for students, and a challenging work environment contribute to high turnover and retention issues in the state. Claire Suggs from the Professional Association of Georgia Educators underlines the challenges.
We have shortages in special education, in math, and in science, but a lot of our rural school districts have struggled for a long time across the field. It is just harder for these smaller communities to attract and keep educators.
In 2021, Georgia's new educators earned roughly $27,000 annually, with seasoned educators reaching $54,000 after 35 years, according to the Southern Regional Education Board. The budget seeks to address the challenges educators face in repaying student loans and the need for competitive wages, building on a recent $5,000 pay hike. Shantia Hudson reporting.
That decision now rests with lawmakers in the state Senate, where the budget could undergo more changes. And a package of bills in Helena is aimed at improving elk management in Montana. More on that from Eric Tegetoff.
The six bills are bipartisan efforts from lawmakers, hunters, and outfitters, and all have survived the legislature's transmittal deadline outside their house of origin. One is House Bill 635, which would set aside up to 15% of non-resident big game licenses for non-resident landowners so they can hunt on their own property. Jim Vacherow is a board member of Montana Wildlife Federation and head of Flathead Wildlife.
Montana has seen a real increase in hunting pressure by non-residents on public available land, and this would move some segment of that hunting pressure onto private land and ease up the competition on public land.
HB 635 had its first hearing in the Senate on Thursday. The bill could remove more than 2,500 non-resident hunters from competing with Montanans on public lands. Some hunters and outfitters oppose it, saying it could reduce the number of big game licenses available.
The Montana Citizens Elk Management Coalition and Montana Outfitters and Guides Association developed the bills in early January. Now for Reuters, large U.S. banks injected $30 billion in deposits into First Republic Bank on Thursday, swooping in to rescue the lender caught up in a widening crisis triggered by the collapse of two other mid-sized U.S. lenders over the past week. Reuters notes that banking stocks globally have been battered since Silicon Valley Bank collapsed last week. That due to bomb-related losses that piled up when interest rates surged last year. This is Public News Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.